Dyer's Daily.
So, years ago, when this very little known website called YouTube first started, I was a member, and I like to think I was a regular poster on there. Mainly guitar videos and other bits and pieces and miming videos and all sorts of things, some of which I might tell you about in more detail at a later date. But one thing that I suppose I didn't catch on to in the early days of YouTube is all of these people on there that are creating amazing content based around niche. Because I think when you are a creator in something, certainly if it's in its early infancy like that, I didn't tend to watch a lot of other YouTube videos. I wasn't really looking at what was out there. And I think I've got better in recent times because I post on YouTube a little bit, but it's not the main thing. So I use it quite a lot for looking at things I'm interested in. And the other day I was looking and I stumbled upon this YouTuber called the Oddity Archive and this guy called Ben, who has been doing it for like 7 or 8 years. And he basically looks at old media or strange media, and he has such a dry, witty way of doing it. And he's done over 200 episodes actually. And so there was this mass archive to watch through, in which I am, because he's got all these little segments and little bits and pieces. And really, since then, I have fallen down a massive rabbit hole of YouTubers that are all around the same subject, and even Ben himself will mention them. And I have to say, it's really inspired me to kind of get up and do YouTube again and take a little bit more time and a bit more care and kind of do what they do, but in my own way. And so it's inspired me. But unlike last time, I will actually be checking out the competition and what else is out there and watching things, because YouTube is such an amazing resource of stuff. Okay, you've got copyrighted stuff on there. There's loads of it. But there's also these really creative YouTubers that would give TV channels a run for their money, that would give Twitch streamers a run for their money, that is given these people that are earning millions off of like TV deals and traditional media are being outdone by these guys sometimes just sat in their bedroom producing stuff. And it is absolutely incredible. And it's really hard to explain to someone who doesn't know or doesn't understand quite, because they want to think of just the traditional media. And I find it utterly fascinating that this is out there, and long may it continue. Long may laws be in place to allow them to exercise their right, actually, to put this stuff out there. And the Oddity Archive was one step in that direction for me, not just as a creator, but also as a consumer, because there's just so much there. What was the last, like, your last binge watch on YouTube? Because they're always talking about Netflix and the BBC iPlayer and whatnot. But what was your last binge watch on YouTube? Your favourite YouTuber, or even just someone you discovered and you like their videos. They're not necessarily your favourite, just somebody that you admire, that isn't a big company. You know, when was the last time that happened to you, and what was it? Do let me know, because I would love to hear it so that I can go and check them out as well, because that's the beauty of all this new media that surrounds us in this world of ours. So that is the end of this episode of Dyer's Daily, but thank you very much for tuning in, and please remember to rate, comment and subscribe on your favorite podcast provider, and I shall see you on the next episode. Bye bye for now.